This is The Guardian. I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. When the United States and Israel began bombing Iran 4 days ago, they set in motion a war that has engulfed the region. In Australia, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has firmly backed the strikes by Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, despite saying his government doesn't know if there is any legal basis for them.
It's a matter for the United States, based upon we don't have access to the intelligence that the United States and Israel had prior to the launch of these attacks.
International law experts say it's crystal clear the attacks on Iran were illegal and unprovoked, and have criticised middle powers like Australia for rolling over and supporting them.
There are countries who are doing the right thing. Switzerland, Spain, Norway, these are countries that have been very strong in their support for the United Nations Charter and international law. But if you don't stand up for it, then of course it emboldens the US and Israel to think that they can get away with law breaking in future.
Today, Professor Ben Saul from the University of Sydney on why the United States is the most pressing threat to international peace. It's Wednesday, the 4th of March, 2021.